Well, howdy, campus. Welcome back to the world's only dusty trail camp exercise for the damned Halloween special of the Six of... Wow, what is this? The discs? Flying Kenneth Arnold. We talk in the kind of like Darrow and kind of like weird like shaver mist. What are we talking about today? What are we talking about today? See, I recorded an entire episode of this that few will ever get to hear. So, if this sounds even mildly silly or inspired, the other one was much more so, but it's very immature. You would all want to hear it. But it's not the direction to be going in, and I have to start to really use my energy to build in the best way I can. That's not back better or any of that bull, you know. Always be sure that you're making sure that whatever your intake of the waveforms that you assimilate into your thoughts that become your process, right? Become your behavior, your lived experiences, your values, all of that. Make sure that you're filtering through for like things that are actually a virtue, that actually feed your soul. This is a cold intro to the earth is the feminine element, and it's the relation of air and disc. So you have the sword and the stone, the word and the tone, as I'm fond of reminding people. You'll get your basic occults right here, and even more in-depth understanding from someone who uses evolved filters. It's what it is. I ain't no better than fucking anyone. Oh, God, off the bat! Oh, there's your exclamation. We just called that the exclamation filter. Has anyone ever read the Doom Patrol? That's really cool. They got this great character in there. He's so surprising that, like, you don't even see him because he's so shocking, but then, like, when you see him, it's so normal. It's like this really great paradoxical, you know, he's giving this weird experience that we have in life to this character. It's great. I learned about that because of, actually, David Lynch's Twin Peaks Season 3, or The Return, like Saturn makes a return, like the sun. Oh, like, think of Winnie the Pooh, will you? Many happy returns, you know what I mean? So, it was Eeyore's birthday? Owl's birthday? Eeyore's? One of them. So, that was a blustery day. Wednesday! 'Tis the season. So, get yourself some cozy autumn, because, is that even, it made sense and it didn't make sense, it was great. Yeah, so this is the Six of Discs. Grab yourself a comfy pile of leaves to, prop up on, you know, maybe get yourself some knitting needles, or, you know, whoever you are, get yourself a puzzle to do, and let's do it. Or maybe you're driving, you know, drive over some pedestrian, whoa, don't do that. See, the comedy's going to start to be coming through more. I've decided after such an abysmal, rancorous, dickish, what, first quarter, second quarter, how many? We're up to like three quarters of the year now we're coming upon. We're in the fall, so it's still third quarter. It's still Libra and now Scorpio, the fixed. We are now in Scorpio. The first 10 days, just pay attention, because every single zodiac sign gets three cards. So this is the Five of Cups. And then the next 10 days are going to be the Six of Cups, when I wish I were releasing an episode as such, but hey, maybe I will. We'll see how quickly I do that. We've got a great Six of Swords coming up. So, I feel like I can really take my time. Those who listen to this show, it's a specialty show. Thinking about doing a way to funnel out some of the more intense stuff that I say so that people can listen to it who are of deep interest. I don't like to do any, so I'm basically going to package these like high ticket podcasts or something of that effect. something to the effect of making it, it's like, I really don't want you to hear me saying this, but it's also valuable, so I'm gonna say this. That was the original six of discs that you are not currently hearing. That is in cold storage as of the moment, with blankets over it, not enjoying our warm fall fire that we have right now going on. So, I'm really pleased that there's a sense of change internally. I just watched the world premiere of what was touted to be Alive, but obviously, I mean, there may have been parts of it that were live, and that's the whole point. You don't know. They're playing into that ultimate Hermesian trickster, which is, you know, it's fine by me. Right now, you're also catching my Saturnian and Jupiterian sides that are greatly not so much conflicting, but, like, actively working on me. So what do I mean by that? Saturnian is limits, it's boundaries, it's testing others, even, or being tested by others. That's good. I welcome that. Jupiter is expansion, jollity, mirth, frivolity to a degree, which is more mercurial, which I mentioned the three, right? I said Mercury, Saturn, and Jupiter. Mercury is orange, by the way, the color. Black for Saturn. Today is recording on Halloween, so might as well say that this is a full moon, too, right now. But anyways, I can go into several different directions, but not going to. I'm just going to try to corral my thoughts for the next 45 minutes and deliver something that's of value. You know, it's like there's so many different aspects to this reality that we're living in, and there's only so much that you can really say is valuable, and I'll make that quickly to the point right now, I hope. Breathe. Go through the center path. People like Randy Moggins really do have a good handle on things overall, and Nish and Jerry have an incredible, that's Nox Mente, range of guests. Aeon Byte does too, and so on and so on. And all obligatory off-the-bat shout-outs to the best podcast in the universe, the No Agenda, John and Adam, and also MoFax with Adam and Mo. So we have all those four shows, and don't forget the other Wunderbar shows like Six of Swords, Six of Discs is this show. Jeez. No, believe me, it's easy to keep up with, right? This one's the Flying Saucer one. The other one's the Six of Cups with the coffee cups. Hot beverage. The other one's the Six of Wands with the fire. That's the live show that comes before this one and after this one, because it goes male, female, and will be the Six of Swords. That'll be male. So, and on this one, we have a female. She's going to be a synesthete. That'll be very interesting, so I hope that you enjoy that. That'll be the next episode of Six of Swords, but let's get back around to this. By the way, if you do get value, go to justacoldfan.com. If you get value out of this, like any other value for value show, you would say that, what value would you put on this? Is it worth a symphony to you? Or, but you know, even a dollar, like, to be honest, like, wherever you're at and whatever it means to you, that value, that's what it means to you, that's what you give, thank you very much. So, again, cultfan.com, hit the donate button at that. And, yeah, besides that, let's see what we got. I'm very much more comfortable in a situation where I have a guest or where I have someone else where I can breathe with and conspire, right? That's the definition of conspire, is to breathe with, to plan with, to bring a reality manifestation into greater mastermind alignment. Is another way to look at it. Prayer is valuable. We are working with a morphogenetic field, as Rupert Sheldrake points out. This is accurate. This is real. We got the healing at a distance, and we got people like Joseph McMonagall, and we got other people. You know, we do Power of Eight Intentions, like Lynn McTaggart, if I'm even saying that right. But you got the consciousness field, and people don't want to be, you know, like, you got Doc Jarnalis, who's like real, real, real good as a human. He's a fucking fellow brother of the path, you know. And I say that because White Lodge is a thing, all right? I love goth and dress goth, but White Lodge, you know what I mean? Your clothes are black, but your heart is gold. Know what I'm saying? For real. If you got that, then you're on my side of things here. And there's sides, but there's not sides, you know. I try to walk the middle path with the Tao. I also have a kind of moral arc bending towards justice. So, it's a good thing that Mo and Adam use Malcolm X on their show. And I encourage people, whoever listens to the show, if you're listening to this, I hope that you've already listened to No Agenda and MoFax. That would be the way to definitely make sure you've listened to those recently as well. That's just the thing to do. My show is important too, but I mean, like, I know that there's a lot of things going on in the world, and I'm not bigger than I am. You know what I mean? I want to be of service. So when this becomes the necessary thing, and when you're hearing this, when it's from a different angle, that's only because I stayed in my lane, so to speak. I have a deep respect for the overall play at work, and I am trust me, I'm making this shit up as I go along, but it's like, what? Like, staying in the path of providence and faith. This is stuff I never used to have. I came from a very different situation, man. I mean, my story is very interesting, but it's not just for now. It's more like over the life, just little here, little. It's whatever. It used to bother me that, you know, this world was so chaotic. And I started to accept who I was at the same time as seeing what this world was. Because the more I accepted myself, the more I said, okay, I can see how the world could be like that, truly. I would encourage everyone to understand that you are the world in the sense that, like, it only really starts with you. You can only take care of you tie your shoes. You take care of your toothbrush and brushing your own teeth and making your own bed. You have to take care of your own self before you can take care of other people. One of the biggest things that you're discouraged to do from the television, yo, just go see that fucking movie Network and let's move on. They live. Move on. Just get away. The CIA used to turn off the television when they would go into the house. Just understand what that thing is. It's got, I'm not gonna say that there's a fucking camera on every TV, but wouldn't that be a hoot? It's definitely the entertainment, as Infinite just talks about, and it's like, holy shit, people were there, like, waiting for the TV show. You're gonna be there Sunday for church. It's the new church. It's like making this massive tie between entertainment and entrainment, obviously. But it's like David Foster Wallace had the benefit of the movie that Truth Stream Media put out called Brain. Gosh, someone help me out here. When you send a note in or something, be like, it was this one, Brain Swap or something. Yo, it's the one they killed Natalie Wood for or something like that. I don't know, hypothetically speaking, of course. It's a comedy show. It's a family picture. I'm going to give also shout outs to J.P. Sears and Doug Walker over at Channel Awesome. The two Aries that are, they got fortitude, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I kind of veer, you know, because they're inspiring me to do the more, like, let a bit of my comedian out. I don't know if I was very just with how I did my other podcast. You'd have to listen to it to find out. Make that, like, a $55 thing to, like, purchase that MP3 and sign a license. You won't share it with anyone. God, I say some stuff. I'm glad I'm redoing this. It's another hour of my life, but I'm glad I'm doing this. So let me see here. Where are we gonna go? Because I gotta bring it back around to the virtues. I've been working on this thing where you take the different tarot cards. Gareth Knight has a system where you can put put different cards as he's like this different ordering system. And now, I really do not know, but I do not believe that this system that I've been looking at is the same. If it's not, then of course that it's already solidified. But otherwise, you know, I think that we'll be talking with S.J. Anderson, astrologer, on the next Six of Cups with another astrologer or someone of equal merit to discuss what this time period is going to be. Not just looking like astrologically, but just like, you know, we talk the Building 7 type lingo, and that's good. So we'll be doing that, but SJ and I have been kicking around the idea that I'm going to talk about tonight just a little bit, which is the cards of and this was like, I'm learning more music theory and, you know, how to make like deep house and hip hop, like different trance music. It's like important to me that I am well rounded in my art. And so when you see them raising the major seventh and the flag is up, boy howdy, you know, 007, rest in peace, Zardoz, looking at this with keen eyes, Got to make sure that you have the seven chakras working, that your intentions are rooted in the fifth dimension, and that you're really trying to help. And you can tell who is. Because this is different audiences. But, you know, let's all try to make it work together. Shout out to Gigi Young. She is a swan. Just like my JJ, too. I'm not going to just like give a shout out to her. But I was talking about, like, you know, now that we do this again, BB is, and Nish Nish and JJ are, along with Gigi Young, four very spiritual and hip chicks. And I say that, no, I should just shut the fuck up and get back to what I was talking about. But respect to them, fifth dimensionally especially. So, anywho, let me focus, please. Talking about the cardinal virtues and temperance is the seven and the other seven. So it's like you see a double scythe. Like a lot of Zelda games have these double, like the scythes in the rooms where they'll travel around with like the invisible deaths, like on a Majora's Mask. By the way, Majora's Mask, shout out. I mean, that game is just like at my heart. It's the one for the Zelda that I have right now. Calendar for October 2020, which is over this evening, mind you. Full moon right now, too. Okay, so looking at temperance, these are the cardinal virtues that your soul needs to have. I'm not saying you have to be perfect. I don't even care. There's several motherfuckers out there thinking like they're all like Satanists and stuff. This is just stupid. And there's people out there that are like massively Christian. I identify with you to a degree, but you got to get rid of the intermediate Jesus. But that's all right. I don't need to tell you what to do. You know, you'll be able to tell what the voice of truly holy people is. Just like any good Jewish or Talmudic or Muslim, like I like to say, after any of those Abrahamics, I've named all of them. I say a Shinto, Buddhist, anything like that, you know, fucking Sikh, you know what I mean? Anyone who's good, you know, it's, you know, the people that are trying to evolve or whatever it is, like to bring good charity and grace. And if you don't, I mean, hell, misunderstandings happen, you know. Some people, like my cousin, think that you just go to hell. Like, he's really at that level. He can't be at that level and be talking with me, baby. You just, it's not, I'll be respectful and... I guess baby's the right word, isn't it? Kind of is. But that's always been used to opioid the masses, true. You know, to make them so they're not formidable. If you got them thinking to zig when they should zag, well, you be zigging. Know what I'm saying? I hope so. If you follow that, then you're still with me. That's great. So, cardinal virtues are for people who want to do the overall be Christ-like rather than have Christ-like come and, like, buy them a Big Mac. What you say? What? What? Arizona Bay Big Macs coming at you from an intermediate Jesus. Blue light special. You know, I said, why do they wait? Just pin the baby Jesus up there, you know? Just, you know, time out of mind. Just, anyways. Pdoots. All right. So, that one was from Miguel Connor, by the way. Fucking was, dude. Love you guys. All my Gnostics out there. Gotta get the Aeon Bite shirts. All right. So, that shout-out was for Miss Bowie. And I'm looking over at my Masonic Tarot deck here with the Rosicrucian Rosy Cross up on the upside of where the Phoenix is rising from the solar vessel, and the other one being mixed with the lunar vessel down by the Pelican with its breast obviously pierced and feeding its young. An ancient symbol of self-sacrifice. It seems to me that in this temperance card, one of the four cardinal virtues, this is represented by the sign of Capricorn. Capricorn, of course, the scythe. Death carries a scythe. Yeah, why wouldn't Capricorn be the 13th card right next to it? It's a good question. Because it's not temperance. It's not a cardinal virtue. Death is a different thing. It's not quite a black hole, because your eyes are a black hole to a degree. The pupils in your eyes, because you're sucking in. I think you're supposed to sucking and projecting, but I have no fucking clue, honestly. Oh my god, your eyes vomiting the reality. Whoa, bro. Harsh in my mellow. Alright, go get your Scooby snacks, and let's get back to the fact that we're talking about the double sevens or the scythe. 7 and 7. 49. Of course, Jacob's ladder. So... when you have the method of change from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 as a cycle, you also have these two lunar-solar forces admixturing to form the perfect balance. And it seems both of using all of the world's resources to make yourself rise and renew and rejuvenate yourself, relax, and live and rejuvenate. At the same time, it seems like there's a segment of society or a portion of the reality that's going to be the fodder or the soil, the self-sacrifice, or the dark side of the reality that people need to come to, don't trip, just come to grips, and get a grip. We've been pussified and intoxified and desensitized and neuroticized, and I am making it my solemn promise and swear, I am Dr. Amp for our generation. You watch that Twin Peaks season 3 I talked about. That is my role. I am Dr. Motherfucking Amp. You don't have to add the motherfucking. It's a little long for the business card, to be frank. But golden shovels seem like a nice thing to make anyways. Shovel yourself out of the shit. And do, realize that we've been through a lot of shit this year and that we've been put into that fodder position, but we don't have to be. You can grow through your own mitosis, calculating steps away from the enumerators. Enumerators. To be enumerative, besides being part of a numerative kind of enumerator, being on top or bottom of the equation and seeing who gets that division of the wealth of society, what? To be someone who's a numerator, or to be numerated, is what you get when you become an official authority for the state as a medical apparatchik. Dig? Just coming correctly, 33s, 33s, 33s. So when you have to see, for the righteousness that is the evolution of man, that is not based upon what you look like, but based upon what you are inside, your vibration, your soul, your ability to talk with God. People can have their own name for it, but what's more important is that they have it and that you reach and identify with them on that level, because that is the fifth dimension access, if you will, hypologically. What? It's logical. It's just a little underneath the hypo. It's a little hypological. Digging it, motherfucker. Yeah, bro. That's the inspiration, though. I've always been a poet. And it's a very big part of who I am. And when I'm not being shut down by, like, archonic forces and, like, doubting, because actually I don't really usually ever do that, and I never will. Frankly, there's no time for doubt, We all went to heaven in a little rowboat. Poetry, being a poet. And you're only still getting part of me. Like, I'm really just still getting more and more into my projected version of self, which is also the professional version, which is why you give me money to do this out of value, so that I give you even more value. So I'm trying harder and harder to bring you something that's really good. This is what it is right here. This is a I'm unique. There's not another one of me. Like, I am like Tigger. It's true. Okay, so that's what I mean. Like, just get nice and relaxed and give you guys the best of me, because if I give you the best of me, I can certainly expect the best of you. Do you see what I mean? It's true. That's true. I really do value for value. And it's like, y'all can understand, like, when you donate to the show, I think about, I'll say it, it's like donating to MoFax and No Agendas. I'm just saying, it's like donating to them too, if you think about it. It's not that I'm the No Agenda store, that's not the same thing, but I do happen to have them as, I imagine in the future, one of the ways all these crazy freaking, like, eyeballs everywhere schemes is going to be is like, well, you can see, some people be like transparent with all their transactions, be like, look, this is who I am. It's where all my money goes. This $50 goes here every week to Adam Curry and Adam Clark Curry and John C. Dvorak, where the C goes for, that's where that check is going, and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could see that being that way, and then the new mafia wars for the kingdoms of the petit princes is going to be all like, who can make like the most, like, conspicuous things. And it's going to be down to like them sneaking a latte. No, I'm just fucking around, but still, communism is a curse. Capitalism unbridled is equally as displeasurable, because neither of them are working for the interest of the soul of man. And this is not impossible. And the naysayers, just, you're beaten down. Why don't you recoup, ding, ding, sit down, get your little shoulder rub. Yo, man, I get it, though. I've been put through the ringer before, yo. You gotta realize, you gotta pay your pound of flesh in this reality. Pull the plank out of your eye. Once you got the plank out, pay a pound of flesh. Do your deed. Know what I'm saying? Find a crew. Keep flying. Stay shiny. Yo, for my brown coats out there, you get what I'm saying? Good. You get me. Hey, it's important. Blue Rose people, too, you know? Life is a mystery, guys. We gotta speak to each other in the best symbols lovingly. Fix your hearts or die. And that's true, though. That doesn't mean following. And, you know, I like to say, I'll just throw my on the table, just be like, politics makes people stupid. Convince me I'm wrong. Now you say, oh, what are we going to do? I say, stop freeloading off of the vicarious relationship with your own rights in life as a human being. You don't have rights defined by other people. You have God-given rights. Once you step in, I'm just telling you what I think. My only authority is God. Rule one. I associate with other people who have the same structure. There's always a hierarchy. Just is. You ain't fucking in charge of all of this. You are a codependent being within a degree. That didn't mean that you're supposed to be dependent. Now, a lot of myths. A lot of misunderstandings about what just history would be happening with people throughout the life. You think your way of being is... You can't even imagine. I can hardly imagine. But this world, so complex and kaleidoscopic as it is beautiful and worth trying to get a grok on and trying to get, like, even though we all have different reality tunnels and such, it's worth trying to cohesify into a world. I'll speak this way. It's worth trying to cohesify into a values, like, with other people that you can at least live not as a village raising each other's children, because that's bunk, but as a strong, you know, in physical, quote-unquote, meat space with people that you agree with in the sense of values. We're going to be looking at this mitosis in society where we're going to be splitting into different sections. I'm not disagreeing with former Undersecretary of Urban Development, Catherine Austin Fitz, over at the Solari Report. I'm not disagreeing with her when she says that if, you know, for one idea that we need to be keeping in mind as far as the country so-called breaking up, and the United States of America, that is, breaking up, is like if you walk away from a financial vehicle by, saying segregating from the state or whatever, so, you know, segregating, like Texas, segregate, right? I know, it's a different word, but I'm just using this word, for example. Breaking away from the states. All of the money that would be owed to them would be null and void, of course, because they would no longer be in the same contractual obligation position that they were in when it started. I'm not saying that we cannibalize the people who have the student loan debts behind them. I'm not saying that either. What? No, it's all about the Constitution. We need to make sure that we abide, actually by. That's a pretty freaking strong framework if we choose to abide by it. And its only keepers are, what I'm getting around to, it's the people. It's all about you. You breathe for you, you eat for you, you enjoy the pleasures of your flesh for you. There is a part of you that is base and animal, and you must come to terms with it. Not only that, but like your psychological shadow. Mushrooms are good for this in proper order. I'm not even saying this is medical advice. It's not medical advice. It's not fucking medical. Fuck medical advice. Talking about you are an adult making your own decisions. You are a member of the society, ostensibly. If you are in a different country hearing this, think about the philosophies and the attitudes and the behaviors that the people who are... What affiliations did they have? What were their abilities in society? What are the stories that we tell about them? You know, the first most worshipful of Freemasonry in Massachusetts, basically. It's not the proper title or anything, but it's... Well, one of my favorite people, to be honest. It's a real pickle for me, thinking about his history. And there's a couple of... Brother Sam Foreman wrote a book. But Brother Christian Despignes really is awesome. They're both great. I'm a Libra, though, so you don't expect me to really tell you one of the over the other. I have a signed copy by Brother Despignes. So does the better half, JJ. So it's nice. It's good to have. But the point is that he would do this thing where, like, he would do the... You know, because I've just been watching the RFK Jr. documentary, you know what I'm saying? So I've been, like, kind of getting a little more hip to just exactly what the specific science is, which is of immense value to me. I am a rapacious learner of all things. I want to know how it all works, and I'm very capable of learning. I mean, yeah, pretty much everything that, you know, within the amount of time that I have. You know what I'm saying? Let's not be silly. Or if you want to be silly, we can be, but that's like 5 minutes that I wasn't learning something else. But Hans Molman, you know, I probably forget it anyways, whatever. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, my memory is getting amazingly sharp. I'm able to circumnavigate around my own concepts and see them from a richer perspective. So hopefully I'll be useful to society in that way as well. I have no agenda except for your own personal freedom, because the more free and healthy and stable you are, the more healthy and free I am, and the more we can kick the shit out of those who are archonically infested. You feel me? Psychopaths. Fuck them. Pardon my language. This really is the mature version of this episode. You have no idea. Trust me, you have no idea. The other one's massively entertaining, but this one's something I can feel like I can live with. Bringing it back around to temperance, you have to be temperate. That's a lesson. Notice how Tool's music's all like atonement. And it's something they said important about in this one. They said your attempts to atone, you cannot erase the damage. But I think that's important to remember that if you guys go through any process of atonement, you're responsible for handling your other end of it. Like, if it's a social obligation, it's an initiation and a ritual that the society goes through. Like, don't be surprised if people get, like, really angry at you for not keeping your word and, like, that being a cause of violence. It cannot be the cause of further division, though. The idea, the myth, the waveform of egregore is what matters, and that's what America was at the beginning until they got all fucked up and Britain invaded, like, fucking how many times. Those guys aren't our friend, as far as that goes. I love you, UK, but, like, yo, man. Fuck, get the fuck off. Like, people be all like Israel or China or be like, these be problems, Russia. No, man, you fucking foolish. Anyone who's not you is technically someone who is trying to be a different point in the hierarchy. If it gets to the point where you think, and I hardly know, I'm not, let me admit my own, like, drastically limited level of awareness on this. I'm just saying, that's not the place to be putting the awareness necessarily, in my opinion. But there are other people who might have other opinions, and I am always willing to learn. you know, I have a very deep interest in what is organic, and if I find out that what is being presented to me is not of the other grace of God, that person better GTFO, you know what I'm saying? Just saying. Even when I do this, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not just you're never just there. Like, this is alive. You're connecting to what I connected to in this moment, too. There are waveforms around me right now, too. But I am very blessed. I have always been working on increasing my blessings. Do good things for people, man. Be good to people. Forgive people. Be loving. Be kind. Truly be good. Truly be good. Don't fucking fuck around. And don't get negative on yourself either. Neurosis makes me sick. Just, no pun intended, huh? Don't be neurotic. Don't be... If you're cutting off your own leg like the fucking Jabberwocky movie, you can't hate on other... It's just a downward spiral. Don't do that, because y'all be spinning downwards in one place. Like, not even talking about the Chinese conceptualization of the pace of you. By the way, massive respect for China. I love your history. It's just I can't abide by the interferential kind of politics, and I'm sure you feel me on that one, eh? Yeah, who would I be to sell my people out? Who would you be to sell your people out? We both would fucking hate each other. I've read Peter Levine's book on China trade. I understand just a little bit, but the fact is, this has got to be real politics, like real adult. Like, that person would try to steal your lunch. You got to fucking punch him in the face if they try to steal your lunch. Remember, fifth dimension, spiritual. I am desperately a hot topic, always needed in the spiritual community, especially the masculine and whatever the hell it is that I bring. And let's just say that I'm very pleased to always be inspired by the upward spiral. That's the shortest, easiest, most efficient way of saying always trying to be on the up, you know, try to be on the level, be about light. And I swear to God, I'll get around to these cardinal things, if not now with SJ. But it's the temperance card, and then you get Aries for strength or fortitude, which is 11, the two pillars, one in one. The established strength. You got the Cancer is prudence. Prudence is the Cancerian, the moon. The moon rules Cancer, right? The Leo, sign Leo is ruled by the sun, and Cancer is ruled by the moon. there's only seven planets total in this conceptualization, just for a quick. And that's, of course, Mars and Venus and Jupiter and Saturn and Sun and the Moon. And Mercury is the bisexual in the middle, so it's self-sufficient. That's why it's right in the middle. Mercury, right in the middle. It's a messenger between all of them. Quicksilver, nice and fluid. So, mercurial, capricious, was used on No Agenda recently. So, Mercury is capricious, orange, and of course. So, all of those have their counterparts, but of course, for the zodiac signs themselves, it helps for you to know that each of them are ruled. Like, Scorpio is ruled by Mars, and Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. So is Aquarius. They're all two, like there's five, right? So 5 by 2 is 10. You got two signs left over. That's the Sun and the Moon doing Cancer and Leo. That's all I need to just spout at you right now. Don't worry about it. It just slowly absorbs into your mind over time, and it's worth knowing so you can tell what time it is, because these are the skill sets that were hidden from people. So this basic fundamental knowledge is what you're going to be able to use to have a more respectable society across the board. It's just something that needs to be taught. I hope to God that I'm using my actual pro mic right now. Let me check my audio. Just the other day I have a particular part of my workflow, and I fucked it up by not recording. Here we go. Okay, good. Everything's fine. I use a Scarlett Wright input. We are professionals. I am a motherfucking professional. I didn't say whose mom it was. Okay, the humor's getting vulgar. See, imagine that, but like, it was like an hour of just unmitigated silly, but like, I'm frustrated too, to a degree. I have the right to have the anger that, you know, the moon phase is shifting over the past few months have brought us, like, the strange story of the skyrocketed spasming cerebellums, people unable to keep their grip. A lot of respect for the ancient Chinese, a lot of systems. Take what's useful, leave what's not. Everyone is ultimately a radical agent of their own fortune. At the same time, I'm putting it out there, just, I am, you know, no matter what iteration of whatever groups I am part of, I am always part of what I call the White Lodge. I am always of the upstanding, even if I, you know, because I know what it's like to be fucking dark. I know what my dark... You can look at my old Twitter, like old stuff that I've said, just straight up like scary shit, dude. I am the end of all things. I have a very heavy Pluto, you know, Scorpio fucking thing. For the more faint of heart, it scares them, but it should infirm you not. It should inform you that I am very deadly capable of carrying out anything that I need to in this lifetime. And I have only the best intentions overall. I don't know why I keep bringing that up. This is a strange business that I'm in, being this vestibule. I keep seeing, like, proof of... Yeah, I'll get around to those cardinal things. Jesus, the other one's justice, okay? 8. 8 divides equally. 8 goes into 4, 4, then 4 goes into 2. So, justice. when you reverse the 2, of course, because some type A tarot decks, like the Crowley Frieda Harris deck, have the justice, as I mentioned, as number 8. And then after the 7 card of Chariot, and then justice, and then the Hermit, which Led Zeppelin made famous with the guy holding the lantern, and, you know, Zoso, the way that Zoso thing, that actually has part of Capricorn's signature in there, if you look at it, right, you'll start to see that kind of writing doing those kind of things, and you'll start to see how it's like a 7 and a 6, and that's why you have the Philadelphia 76ers, and Saturn is Capricorn, is the 76, is the goat tail, 76 is the year that America was, okay. So, long story short... When I do that, I sound like the fucking guy from that fucking Tool song, The Pot. Well, I love Alice in Wonderland, so it's just as fitting. Good, we're at 39 minutes. This is a bona fide product. All right, well, where was I going? I was going in several directions there. I'm fine with wherever I'm at right now. But I was talking about the actual virtue of a person. The virtue is what you radiate as a signal. It's your code. In a way, it's like your... organic, your aura. It's who you are, and it's a real cloud of information. And I want to stress that you should not get any metals injected in you, and that medicine is not something that, like, a injection. I'm not using any V words like Yeah, have fun with that one. People who have, like, way too hardcore Christian just freaked out. It's okay. Listen to some Opeth and you'll get better. Don't get anything injected, dude. Just fucking stop your injections. Anything in the reality. Don't get a fucking injection. Don't listen to me. I'm just, tell me not get an injection. You know, fucking, fuck you. Don't get an injection. Whatever. Saw some fucking garbage pail cat. But I'm telling you, no matter what group I'm a part of, anyone, you know, I'm, like, it's on the up. Like, for me, it's always about being on the up. Always. Putting this out there. You know, it's my 74th? Oh, my God. 74th. 74. Might drop a few just to, like, speed it up. We'll see. 74th episode. Yeah. Shit, son. I really appreciate those of you who have been along for the ride. And those of you who have donated financially, too. That's been really always a pleasure. Please, again, feel free anytime. Even if it's not even more than a dollar. Like, the little bit even counts. It's like, wow, it makes my heart feel good. It counts as the heart feel good. So, yeah, take that. Oh, boy. All right. I want to try to bring something. We got something else brewing here. We got something. You can smell what the Nate's cooking. It's got some weed in it for sure. Whatever it is. I promise you that. So, the force of a 00. Pluto. Yes. I think I was talking about something to do with Cancer and the moon back there a little bit. So the moon itself is about manifestational. And the moon, as I was talking about prudence, the moon doesn't want anything that makes it uncomfortable. The moon doesn't like to be in the sign of Capricorn. So, like, you know, you know when the sun's going through, like, right now it's in Scorpio and then it will be in Sagittarius. You know when that is. Well, look, you can use a certain kind of clock. Like an astrolabe, like the one they have in fucking Prague or whatever it is, like the oldest one. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Why do they have that? Come on. It's been hidden from you. Reclaim your power. It's nothing mystical. It's actually really common. It's just knowing how the fucking planets work. All right. So anyways, if you look at when the sun goes through Capricorn, it doesn't like to be in Capricorn. Capricorn makes the moon's actions the way the moon likes to work. Okay, that's how you got to think about this stuff. The moon likes to work in a certain way. And you see how it works better at night. The sun's better at day. The sun's not so fucking great at night, right? Come on. So when the moon has a certain kind of action, it happens to love to be in the earth sign of Taurus when it's going through, like, the, you know, it's like every 3 days it changes. Whereas the sun is every 30-ish days. And then Saturn, it's like every 30 years, you can start to see how there's, like, this matrix of perfect geometry working. And how there is a hierarchy, and how we should come to learn it, but it also truly be virtuous in it. And I'm not talking about, like, slipshod. I'm talking about smacking the fuck out of anyone who's fucking around. Let the Mars, Mars, and let the Venus, Venus. The pillar of severity and the pillar of harshness. You know? My will is so fucking good. And it's not just that I'm so horny, but it's okay, my will is good. It's true that this is the stuff that you need to understand. So I hope, again, you've listened to your No Agenda, you've listened to your MoFax, and now that you're here, Six of Swords, Six of Cups, Six of Wands, Six of Discs. So I'm trying to say, how are we trying to put this together? Cancer doesn't like to be uncomfortable. You ask... We got another No Agenda Boston meetup coming, and that's going to be good. That's going to be fun coming up. We got a special Olympic-type sport for that. I might even do a for Thursday show. We'll see. It'd be just, like, pretty much like, Red 33, Boston meetup. And, like, keep it, like, quick. Like 7 seconds or something. But, yeah. I think it's we had one guy that had a Cancer son. I'm not gonna say who it is. Anonymity matters, so you know I'm not gonna just put, like, I'll use examples without names and any identifiers. And he has a Cancer son, and you don't want to be anyone who has a Cancer son. You want to be comfortable. You want to be in your home. Like, Cancer is the moon. It's comfort. It's manifesting things. It's the womb. You need to, like, get that nest right so that mama bird can make the best babies. You know, we've been so messed up out of our own orbits, guys. There's room for a lot of different, you know, there's old things that we can rebring to the current. There's new things that we can keep too. It's about keeping the best, most mathematically perfect ideas. It really is. And that's a whole other thing, but it's one of the benefits of learning, I don't know, all of the stuff that I'm slowly incorporating, and especially my responsibility to learn my craft of all of the different musical things that I've been really digging into. I cannot even tell you how rapid this information's been assimilating into my form. I'm very grateful for being this age of 36. Hell, I've only been 36 for about a month now. This is really incredible. I'm very gratified for this, and I hope that I can only improve to serve you, whoever you are, and hopefully even if this is 16 years later that you're hearing this, or whenever it is, I hope I continue to serve in the highest capacity possible. I have no idea what that's going to look like besides all the music and the art and the movies and movies and farms and animals and family that I'll have made. God is good. We got this, guys. They really overshot their wad, and like someone caught in the middle of the city with their pants out, you know, their pants down, and they're just with the spotlight right on them.
I mean, that might not bother someone like Bill Gates unless he's like a clone or something. I mean, there's all those things. Like, I have to acknowledge that there's just so many freaking... I can't help the people who are conspiracy-minded. I really don't have any business in engaging with that at this time. If you're not part of the conspiracy, form one of your own. That's what Catherine Austin Fitz said. You know, I believe she's correct. I believe in people like Derek Journalist and Dr. Joseph Farrell and Catherine Austin Fitz, Alexandra Bruce, Gigi Young, and of course my big sister, Olivia, over at Dark Journalist. You guys are all heroes. Like people like Paul Levy, you gotta read about what Tycho, it's this concept of evil. We need to have this concept of evil. I'm not saying, you know, some people think that it's like, oh, that old thing, but, you know, those people are idiots. Just idiots. Idiots. But that doesn't mean that, like, you take me away from the concept that I would say, truly all this pain is illusion, yes. So why don't you just take your clothes off and run into the street? See, you don't. There's natural law. So there's an aspect of that which is very important. And I mean, like, we have to get into the real things that are hidden. Like, are we currently bathed in a different level of waveform? You know, like 2009 turning into 2012, and then we upped it until, like, I don't know. Things are different now. And I think it's important to always have that interiority. And I've once again shifted away from speaking about comfort in the moon. But that's cancer for prudence. Prudence being the card, the tarot card of judgment, prudent judgment, which you would think would be associated, but Libra, in fact, our next cardinal sign for our cardinal virtue is the air sign of Libra. Cardinal means beginning. Like in music, you have attack, sustain, and decay, or a beginning of a ripple. Like you throw something, it's in the air, and then it lands. It's the beginning velocity that launches it. So launching velocity, like Aries is the ram, that's a launching velocity, that's a fire sign, launching velocity. A different fire sign is Leo, which is like the sun's constantly bright. And then, so Leo is the sun, and Aries is a cardinal fire, which is Mars, and then the fixed, which is the kind of like the point where it's in the air, that's fixed. That's fixed fire for that. And then mutables, when it's ending, it's like the most changeable energy, that's Sagittarius for that, for example. Those three are the fire signs: Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, the Archer, the Centaurian. So I guess that it's important to realize that for these cardinal signs, the cardinal virtues are ones that we can orientate our behavior around, and at least know that if we're in those, that, you know, we're doing the best we can. You know, I mean, like, I'm a Rosicrucian as well as a Freemason, as well as a guy who practices, albeit level one, Reiki, and I also do, what's the other one I was just thinking about? TM. Yeah, I do TM and such. So it's all, you know, I got very many different interests that all have to do with enjoying who I am as a creation of God. And I mean that God is creating and is good. This weird thing about the raised seventh, the alert is up, like Tool's album, Fear Inoculum, and now the existential reckoning that Pussiver just did last night that we did the live version of, and yay, I get alive. I am happy, but it was like, holy shit, that was 200 vault. You know where that money was going. Anyways, I got the existential reckoning live thing. It was cool, but ER or RE, just flipping it around, and then you have Fear Inoculum, there's FIRE, so they're saying fire. I just gave you the fire signs. So those two, you know, the fire, they're yelling fire. But, you know, Fauci, here's the kicker. If you yell fire in a crowded theater, you get fucking harangued and hanged, in the, you know, as you should, if we had balls as a society. Which I'm not saying that we revert to barbarism, but we need to have sufficient masculine consequences for the action of calling fire in the crowded reality when this Clovis was completely flake. Y'all know what I'm saying, man. So Anthony Fauci needs to get gang raped to death by pixies, right? 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 He's gonna get gang raped by the Aurora Borealis? Gonna get his eyes ripped out by Jesus? Anyways, I'm just saying, he's a bad man. He's a bad man. I don't wish him anything but just the best of luck in escaping his fucking karma. The League of Vault, I have no, my hands are clean. Again, I forgive, I forgive, I forgive. You know, and I mean, I don't know how they're going to forgive these freaking governors all up in New York with the whole attacking of the Hasids. You need to listen to this, my brothers and sisters. This is not okay behavior. These people are on the very, very warpath that we would seek to be either exodusing from or doing something the fuck about. The reason Jesus was a badass is he actually got shit done. Talking about had a heart, had the higher vision, but was also able, you know, not everyone's called to it, but was also able to say, I am not just bringing peace, but also a sword. And of course, the Bible itself is rife with, like, misunderstandings, and you can take things in a lot of different, you can take it allegorically, kabbalistically, for especially, there's different esoteric layers to take it through. I don't have all the time or the inclination nor the education. I am really not at that capacity. I respect those who are capitalistically inclined. I'm frankly too young to be doing that right now at 36. I need to at least wait a few more years. I do agree with that. You need to have life experiences before you start deconstructing the code too much. So I like to back up from that and try to just start to compose music and make more poetry, as I mentioned earlier, and make more photographs, make more art. I love doing calligraphy. I love painting with vibrant colors. Like a happy Mark Rothko, one who doesn't kill himself so much at all, actually, just to be honest. And a good time for the, you know, I'm fine taking the small aircraft and the jacuzzis, but, like, I will never, ever do that 86 kind of bullshit to myself or anyone. You know what I mean? Like, I am not here to murder. Now, that said, if I'm called to defend, and, you know, I should hope I never, ever take a life, but it would only be in the killing aspect, never, ever the murder. Notice how MK has murder and kill, by the way. Just something. But no, just, you know, no one wants to ever have to do that, I don't think. I mean, no healthy person wants to, and we need to get healthy. And healthy is acknowledging who we are with our Jungian shadow at the same time, keeping our bodies in health, too, and eating only good things that are not cursed with negativity, with, like, or the music, too, that has, like, I don't know, do they really take masters and do spells on them? You think I'm fucking joking? Fuck, you on the wrong podcast, you think I'm fucking joking. I'm just saying, you know? So, there's things. We need to be all aware of the vibrations that we're taking in. I'm sorry if I'm not as high as I could be, and I don't mean that. I haven't smoked any weed since I started this, I think. I think you got the wrong guy, if that's the case, but talking about, like, you know, you don't got the right guy, if that's the case. But I'd say that I'm talking about the spiritual highness, you know, your highness. Be the king or queen of your own reality. At the same time, figure out, like, your star chart. Figure out your destiny. Figure out your place in the grander hierarchy, because there is a hierarchy. It's soft and hard. Remember, marriage of the line and the curve. There's free will, there's fate, there's radical, I'm sure, like, randomity at points. But there's a greater story going on. It's really just miraculous how we did the first example. It's my better half, JJ, and I
have been, you know, graced to have been running the Boston No Agenda meetups, the first one. The place ends up having the 33s, two of them. Not just 33, but 33! And they were red. Red 33! Red 33! I was like, come on, really? No, you just put these up, right? You're messing with us. And the whole restaurant was full of... Well, anyways, enough. Shout out to Brandon. What's going on, my sir? I hope this is a good episode. I hope you're listening. I'm going to see if you listen to this. Oh, now that I've done that, I'll probably tell him. So, yeah, it was nice for you to listen to me for 55 minutes. You know how to donate. I hope I said something useful. There's a bit of an idea about the tarot cards, especially those four that I mentioned as cardinal virtues. Start to develop those cardinal virtues in yourself is the message of this episode, basically. Make yourself someone who can do good for this world.